then we'll go to another one. So do not close your Bible yet. All right. Now, I announced this morning what I'd be preaching on, and so you pray for me tonight as I try to deliver what's on my heart. Actually, it's really strong in my heart, maybe doing something along these lines, carrying this a lot further, one night of the youth rally. So you help me pray about that, please. Tonight, I'm going to deal with a subject that is very important to every person in here, whether you realize it or not. For you that have kids or are going to have grandchildren, the issue is very important. Matter of fact, it's more than life and death. It's eternity that we're talking about. I'm going to talk about tonight, there is no such thing as an honest thinking atheist. That's a strong charge. I know I'll have a lot of criticism on the internet. They go crazy when you preach on something like this. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to say what I contend tonight from the Bible. And I want you to remember what I said. A honest thinking atheist. We are accused of not thinking as Christians. Just believing something because we heard it all our lives. Stuff like that. Now tonight I'm going to give you some Bible. And I'm going to give you some reason. And so it may not go as hard and fast as I usually do. May slow it down just a little bit. But I want you to look at it with me, Will. If you understand the word right, the word atheist, no theism, no God, who is a belief that there is no God, or who does not believe in God. There is no God. Now, to believe that, you must believe if nobody made everything, it all got here by itself. If there's no God, everything got here all by itself with no call, no what they call intelligent design. Now, because if you're honest and thinks, the reason I say this is because if you're honest and think, there's only one conclusion you can come to. Somebody had to make it. You can't have it, a creation without a creator. All right, I'm going to give you my two reasons tonight, and then I'm going to give you some plain country common wisdom and sense on this tonight. Here we go. 2 Peter chapter 3. I want to say, first of all tonight, if a person does not believe there's a God, he could be just dishonest. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 5. It said this. Well, let's go ahead and get verse 4. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Isn't that interesting? The word creation. And then the next verse says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Now, that verse says there would be a group of people that are willingly ignorant. That means they have chosen not to believe the truth. I believe tonight with all of my heart that there are many, many, and I'm not saying all. There's college professors, there's businessmen, there's athletes, there's well-meaning people, there's people all over this world who just says, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. I'm not recommending you do this, but I saw some of it on YouTube. It's unbelievable. The thing they have on there, atheist. And boy, to hear them talk, they got it all figured out. But the Bible says that they are willingly ignorant. Now, I believe, and I can give you some quotes tonight, I won't take time because I'm going to have to move pretty quick, that the reason a lot of people, and not all, a lot of people are atheists is because they grew up and they really, 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 really wanted to live wicked. They wanted to party. They wanted to be immoral. And God, the very idea of God and having to give an account of him, don't set too well with that, and they don't want nobody telling them what to do. So they allowed themselves to be deceived and convinced there is no God. That's why I said not honest, not honest. There's no doubt in my mind, there is no doubt in my mind that there is thousands and thousands of atheists who do not believe in God because the idea of God interferes with the lifestyle that they want to live. In other words, it's a moral reason, not an intellectual reason at all. That's why they constantly point at the Bible and a condemnation of any kind of morals or commandments or anything like that. So they are dishonest. They're just saying, hey, if there's a God, I'm in trouble, so I'm just going to believe there ain't one. So that would be dishonest. The second reason would be not thinking. Now, just a hair, brother, would be not thinking. Now, for this verse, I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians tonight, chapter number 4. Let's everybody look at it, and this will be the last verse I'll have you to turn to, at least for a while, as we look here in the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and look at verse number 4. This is extremely important that you get this. 2 Corinthians 4, 4. The Bible said in verse 3, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Lost people can't figure out the gospel. Verse 4. In whom? Lost people. The God of this world, little g, see that? That's not the Lord. That's the God of this world, Satan. He has this world in his hands. The God of this world hath blinded the what? Mind. It did not say eyes. It said minds. Their minds were blinded. See, me and you, we can go back far enough to say there wasn't nothing and then there was something. We can get that. Our minds are cleared up. But they can't do that. They say 4.5 billion years ago, the Big Bang, that's how I believe that the common now age scientists believe the earth is 4.5 billion years of age. Now, let me say a few things about that. Willingly, ignorant, and not thinking. The Bible says that the God of this world blinds the mind. For example, Charles Darwin grew up studying for the ministry. He wanted to be a preacher. And he couldn't be a preacher. I mean, he wasn't even saved. And he believed that he wanted to preach. And then it didn't work out, and his daughter died. And when his daughter died, he got mad at God. And right then, the devil slipped him a counterfeit. And he turned and he started looking at bugs and stuff in creation and said, that one's like that one, and that one's like that one, and that one seems to be, and that's how this stuff, actually he didn't even come up with that. It was borrowed from somebody earlier, believed that even before Darwin came along, but he gets credit for it. Now, what about that this evening? What happened? The devil blinded his mind. He blinded his mind. Me and you, we can say, wait a minute, bug turned into a bug, turned into a bug, turned into a bug. Where'd the first bug come from? See, we can see that. Our mind, the blinders has fell off of us. But they can only go so far back and their minds are blinded. Or they look at the mess the world's in. I've heard testimonies. When they look at the mess the world's in, they see little kids in hospitals with cleft palates or with cancer. And they see them suffering. They see all the people starving in the world. And they say, they can't, God... if there is a God, he sure ain't too smart. Why'd he make a mess like this? And they don't understand. See, their minds are blinded. Me and you understand that. We understand that man sinned in the garden. The curse of sin came on the world. All the suffering in the world. I mean, it's perfect sense to me. It's very clear. But to them, they see the world all messed up. And they see little kids in hospitals. And they see them burning to death. And they see war and famine and death. And they say, there ain't no God. There ain't no God. Look at the mess this world's in. There is no God. And their minds are blinded. There couldn't be a God. That's what they believe. You know why? They've never been to an old-fashioned revival meeting. They've never been around the real thing. Many are atheists tonight because all the religion they know is dead cold or Catholicism or some dead religion with no life in it or reality whatsoever. If they had been in some of the meetings me and you've been in, they wouldn't be an atheist. They'd know there's a God. But tonight, that's why they disbelieve. Now, With that in mind, I said, one of them two, they're either not thinking or they're either dishonest. And I, with that charge in mind tonight, I'm just going to make some observations. So I don't have an outline. You just follow me. Now, they say that we are foolish, and they make the charge that me and you believe the earth is flat. Nobody in here believes the earth's flat. The Bible don't say the earth's flat. The Bible don't teach the earth is flat. But there's all kinds of atheists tonight saying that Christians believe the world is flat. You know why? Because the Bible talks about the four corners of the earth. So does the army. North, south, east, and west. It does not say or mean that the earth is flat. The Bible says that he sits on the circle of the earth back in the book of Isaiah. You know who used to believe the earth's flat? Scientists. That's who. Never, the Bible never said that the earth is flat. Ladies and gentlemen, we argue about the age of the earth. And I contend also, when God made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he made Adam a grown man. He created him. Now, they would say that's silly. We believe that, but I believe it. And Adam was a grown man. Adam went to sleep. God put Adam to sleep, and then God extracted from one Adam's ribs and made a woman. So that's where, by the way, that's where they get putting people to sleep when they do surgery on them. Right there out of the Bible. God put Adam to sleep, and he took done that surgery on him, and God made Eve. Now, Adam woke up. He knew all the alphabet. He could talk. He could eat. He could pick this table up. He was a full-grown, strong man. He is 2 hours old. Eve was maybe just a few hours old. I don't know how old Adam was before, but God said he knew he made Adam first because it was a little before Eve in the evening time. But anyway, they said God made Adam and Eve. If a scientist had met Adam and Eve that first evening by scientific methods, he would have proved that Adam and Eve were at least 30 years old. But they weren't. They were only a few hours old. So that means God makes stuff and might appear to be older than it really is. And we'll get into the flood and all that at another time. That's why them rocks sticking up there on top of Mount Mitchell and on Grandfather Mountain, something pushed them things up. Every time I go up there, every time I go to West Virginia, they got rocks just sticking straight up. What pushed them rocks up there? The flood back in Noah's day, just like God said that it was. Now, the Bible said God made him the little lower than the angels. Now, do you know what we are doing right now? You know what you're doing while I'm preaching? You're thinking. You're thinking. Do you realize tonight that thinking, if you're an atheist, had to evolve? Nobody could think and then somebody could think. Thoughts evolved. What is a thought? You can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't touch it, but you've been sitting there thinking while I'm preaching. What is a thought? How did thoughts evolve? Plants don't think, trees don't think, but animals can think a little bit, and humans, way above animals, can think. Do you realize that if you're an atheist tonight, thoughts evolved? From what to where? Nobody could think, then all of a sudden somebody could think. That means your brain had to evolve. Your brain is like three times larger than an ape from whom we are supposed to have ascended from their race. Ladies and gentlemen, think about this evening. God said he made man a little lower than the angels, a little above the animals, and lower than the angels. I was running the other day, and we got a creek going down Hoppy Tom. We actually have four creeks running down the house, and they all run into one big creek and go right down Highway 70 on down toward Nebo. And there's this one spot that's really pretty. It looks like you're up in the mountains, and I look at it every day when I run, water running down through there. And I was running the other day, and I just started thinking. I thought, that fresh water has been running down that creek right there. That same creek, as far as we know, was running in 1492 when Columbus discovered North America. That same creek was running, probably. That same creek has been running for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Then it runs into the Catawba River. Catawba River runs down through here, runs down there to Lake Norman, Under Lake Norman, goes on down into South Carolina somewhere, and then finally out into the ocean. Now listen, that water comes out of the ground somewhere up yonder on top of one of them hills. It runs down through there and it runs. That's why I'm talking about thinking now. I'm talking about thinking. And it runs to the ocean. The water in the ocean is salty. Extremely salty. The water running in the creek is clear and unsalted. Pure, fresh. Fresh water. Now, there's enough water evaporates out of the ocean. When the sun shines on the ocean, water evaporates and turns into steam, and it floats like a cloud over top of the mountain, and then rains down on the mountain, and the spring gets water again, and it comes up and does the whole thing all over again. Waters the trees down to the ocean, and then back up like a circulatory system. Now we see that, and we don't think nothing about it. Do you realize this evening that the water evolved? If you're an atheist, water evolved. They wasn't none, then they was some. Where did all that water come from? There's none on any other planet that we know of. They're always trying to prove it's somewhere else, and they're going to prove it, but it's not really going to be real, but pretty soon, to deceive people. But where did all that water come from? It runs down to the ocean that evolved, that has salt water in it, and the salt in that water evolved. There wasn't no salt, then there just happened to be salt. They're just happening. Now you're thinking now? I mean, the salt evolved, and then evaporation process evolved. The sun evolved, and it just happened to suck water up and turn into mist. That evolved, and then clouds evolved out of nothing, and then raindrops evolved and fell again. I mean, you overdraw your bank account after a while. After a while, you start thinking, now, wait a minute. And that ain't nothing. Gravity that pulled the raindrops down evolved. By accident. Just happened to be salt. Just happened to be gravity. Just happened to be. Just so happened. With no cause. And it just so happens we get thirsty. That evolved too. And we learned how to drink. And that evolved and absorbed it into our body. That's 70% water. And that evolved. Wonder if your appetite or your digestive system evolved first. We had a little bitty something and others. If we got hungry and ate and didn't have no digestive system, we're in trouble. If you can eat and ain't got a digestive system, you're in a mess. Amen. There's a word for that. Listen, you're in trouble. Amen. I believe some Baptists has got it bad right now. But listen, brother, if you can eat and ain't got a digestive system, you're in a mess. If you mean to tell me your digestive system evolved first? With no, what was the reason for it? If your digestive system got off before you could eat? Hey man, they both got here at the same time. That's the only thing that makes sense. That's why I said thinking. There's no such thing as a thinking audience atheist. That creek was flowing when George Washington was president. That creek knocked the top. And when Abraham Lincoln was here, that creek was flowing. Now, humans walk on 2 feet. We walk on 2 feet. Darwin and evolution says the reason humans walk on 2 feet is because in our evolutionary process, we wanted to carry things. Like, I want to bring in stuff like this, you know, and everything. So we learned how to rise up on 2 feet and carry the groceries in. Stuff like that. But our supposed ancestors, the apes and them, when they carry a heavy load, still go on fours, the heavier load they try to carry on their back, like their kids, and stuff like that. Why are humans born naked and every other animal, if you want to call us an animal, has clothes? Fish have scales. Birds have feathers. Animals have fur. We're born naked and stay naked unless somebody clothes us. That's an interesting thought. You see, we evolved out of our fur. Why, we'd freeze to death. That's That's how come animals got fur, according to them. Keep them warm. Just thinking now, we're just thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, I move on tonight. They say to me and you, they say, you can't prove there's a God. That's religion. Well, we say it right back. You can't prove there ain't one neither. Practice what you preach. They're always saying, we can't prove there's a God. They can't prove there ain't one. Ask them to prove there ain't no God. You know the only way you can prove there's a God, there ain't no God, is go through the whole universe. And they said that Russian astronaut, first one that went up there, said, man, I went into outer space and I didn't see God. And one man told him, said, jump out of that thing if you want to find out if you'll see God then. That's right, brother. That's right. Don't even be intimidated. You know what's wrong with Christians? We're too scared and too intimidated by the world's educated people and let them run us into a crack and a hole. There's probably some of you sitting right here tonight. You hear the Richard Dawkins or you hear Bill Maher. You're like, oh my goodness, what if they're right? Oh my goodness, what if they're right? You shouldn't be afraid of them. You've got the truth of God to back you up. You've got common sense to back you up. You've got the Word of God to back you up. They say, well, we can't prove there's a God. They can't prove there's not one. I ask a man, can you say for absolute certain there is no God? And 90% of them will say no. Then you're not an atheist. You're an agnostic. Because there might be one. 90% of the atheists, if you say, can you prove and know for sure that there ain't no God, they'll say, well, we can't know for absolute sure. Then you're agnostic. Maybe there is, maybe there ain't. So there's very few real, honest atheists. Move along. Religious people are dumb. This is what they say. Our answer, so are some atheists. They some dumb atheists, ain't they? Don't you know some old redneck hicks that's dumb on a rock that say there ain't no God? When they say, oh, some of you religious people's dumb. Yeah, I know. Some of you atheists are too. They say, well, man here, he's educated and he's been to school for 15 years and he's a very knowledgeable scientist and he don't believe there's a God. And I can tell, I know people that's got more education than the person you're talking about and they believe there is a God. So what? They try to make you think that everybody that's educated don't believe there's a God and only dumb people believe there is. Some of the greatest minds ever in history believe that there was a God and even believe the Bible. Amen. Educated, smartest people that's ever been in this world, some of them believed in God. They say, and educated in science. Well, we can say the same. Here's what they say. A man told me one time, they said, well, you ain't been to college and you hadn't studied evolution, so therefore you can't say that it's not right. And we hear them use their recapitulations stuff, you know, and Protozoic, all those prehistoric, this period, time period, that period. And they say, you people are dumb because you don't understand that. And if you're not careful, you'll be intimidated into thinking, well, they're right. I've never studied evolution 4 years, so I have no right to say it's wrong. Okay? We're going to use the same argument. You've never studied the Bible for 20 years, so you're not qualified to give it a comment. All you who are atheists who will hear this sermon, and there will be a lot of them, can you give me 4 verses in the Bible about sports? I want you to give me 4 verses in the Bible about raising children. I want you to show me in the Bible where the doctrine of the covenants. I want you to take the Bible. You have no idea what dispensations are. You have no idea what rightly dividing the word is. You make fun of us believing in talking snakes. And you don't even know that he wasn't a snake before he fell in Genesis 3. that it was a very different appearance. You have no idea what you're talking about, because animals are similar. Don't mean they came from each other. It means they all had a same designer. All right. Because animals are similar, don't mean they come from each other. It means the same person made them. Now, you make a Toyota Avalon, Toyota Camry, Toyota 4Runner, Toyota Prius, Toyota whatever. They all had a common designer. They did not come from each other. The same company made them all. They don't understand about the second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics means, in our language, there's entropy in a closed system, which really means, in our language, anything you leave alone falls apart. Your watch runs down. Your house falls apart. You fall apart. Your teeth fall out. Your hair falls off. You get old. You die. Everything does that. Nothing evolves. Nothing gets better. Everything goes to pieces without an outside force coming in and messing with it. That's God's finger. Or one atheist said, the earth is not a closed system because the sun and the moon are shining on it constantly. You leave something out in the sun for 150 years and watch what it'll do to it. It'll destroy it. It'll ruin it. There's entropy in a closed system. Sun don't make the world better. You can't live without it, but it'll eventually bake everything. The chance that all the functions of the human body would randomly happen by chance is a statistical nonsense. It's crazy. But our appetites, the physical difference of male and female, sexual differences, physical differences, mental, all, and to say that's just an accident is nonsense, people. Let me ask you a question. Why is everything in the Bible, what it says about human nature, so true? Why ain't the world getting better? Somebody said, well, the world's really making progress. Really? You watch the news lately? You got more locks on your house now than you had or less 20 years ago. You remember when you didn't even have to lock your house? You didn't even have to take keys out of your car. The world's getting better, is it? You think diseases are dying? Every time they think, boy, we've eradicated this disease, something else pops over. Isn't it weird that everything's happening just like the Bible said that it does? The Bible does not say, even try to prove, the existence of God. It takes it for granted. And anybody else as well who thinks. You can't prove God. You can't prove there ain't no God. You don't have to live a light of candle to see the sun. You can't put God in a scientific formula and prove it in a classroom. There's other ways of doing it. We'll get to it in a minute. They make fun of us because I've heard them. I heard a clip where one atheist got on TV and said, talking snakes. Ha 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 ha. And laugh at us. We say, lightning struck a mud puddle and laugh, ha 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 ha. And they don't even know where the lightning or the mud puddle come from. Don't be intimidated by them bunch of nuts, people. Say, you ain't got a 4-year degree. They don't know what eschatology is. See, if they attack what they say we don't know nothing about their belief, they don't know nothing about ours. One man got on and he said, you can't tell me that two of every species of animal on earth got in that boat. Ha, ha, ha. They believe two of every species. You know what we say? It don't say every species. It says kind. And they don't know how big the boat was or how many of the animals there was. Ask them. Ask any one of them if they know how big that ark was or how many kinds of animals got in. All the dogs in the world come six dogs. All the cats in the world come six cats. You don't have to have two Persian cats and two this kind and that kind, two cocker spaniels and two feist and two beagles and two. They come each other. They mutate. They change. That's not evolution. 75% of the animals almost was water animals and didn't have to get on the ark. They lived in the ocean. And a big majority of the ones that's left was insects. There's not really that many big animals, real big, who own. They say, my religion, which one is right? We say, study and find out. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Amen. All the other religions in the world sprang from and copied from the Old Testament or the New. They say religion kills. Because of religion, people die. This proves there is no God. We say this proves there's a devil. Hate and sin. They say people who are educated believe what we believe. We say we know there's scientists who are just as educated or more than you who don't believe what you believe. Thomas Edison said, quote, no one can study chemistry and see how the elements combined in the human body and not come to the inevitable conclusion that there got to be an engineer running the universe. They say major scientists believe there's no God. We say major scientists, some do believe there is a God. There's order in the universe. The sun, the moon, the stars go around. Earth, 24 hours circle, 365 and one quarter days around the sun. That's order. That's not randomness. That's not accidental. That's not explosion. That's somebody set it in order. You can set your clock by the planets and the solar system, the sun and the moon and the stars. There's not a man in the world would believe that clock got here by itself. Somebody had to make it. And that clock was made after the order of the planets that God put in motion and set them moving. Quote, why scientists believe in God. In his book, Seven Reasons Why a Scientist Believes in God, Cyrus A. Morrison gives these seven reasons. We'll slow down a little bit now and give you seven reasons why a scientist believes in God. Number one, the rotation of the earth. It rotates on its axis at about 1,000 miles an hour. If it were faster or slower, the earth would burn up or freeze in a very short time. Just accident. Number two, the heat of the sun. With a surface temperature of 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit, the sun is close enough, yet far enough away to warm us. If it would give off only half of its heat, we'd freeze to death. If it gave off as much heat than it already does, more, the earth would be reduced to ashes thousands of years ago. Number three, the tilt of the earth, tilted on its axis, tilted at an angle of 23 degrees, it gives us our seasons. If the earth were not tilted, the north and south poles would be an eternal twilight, and water vapor from the ocean would move north and south, piling up continents of ice, leaving between them deserts. If the tilt were not right, oceans would be lowered, and rainfall on all parts of the earth would be diminished with terrible results. Number four, the regulation of the tides. You ever been in the ocean, seen the tides come in? If all the air of the earth were liquefied, the earth would be covered with 35 feet of water. The moon is 240,000 miles away. Twice a day, the tides rise and fall because of the gravity pull of the moon. If the moon were closer, the tide would be enormous and destroy all lowlands 2 times a day. If the continents were washed away, the average depth of water over the whole earth would be 1.5 miles, and life could not exist. Number 5, the symmetry of creation. If the crust of the earth were only a few 100 feet thicker, or 10 feet thicker, he says, there would be no oxygen, and animal and plant life could not live. If the atmosphere were thinner, meteors that now burn out in the atmosphere would strike the earth by millions every day. Traveling 6 to 40 miles a second, these meteors would set fire to everything combustible on planet Earth. Number 6, the fact of life. Created life, plant life, animal life, human life give evidence of a divine creator. It could not have just happened. 7, the fact of animal wisdom. Morrison cites the bee, spiders, salmon, birds that fly south in the winter, fish that know how to do bees, amazing things, and marvelous things they do as evidence for the existence of the Creator. They call that instinct. That's what the world calls it. Let me finish this up. Give you a few things. The order of this universe, ladies and gentlemen, is not accidental. It's amazing to see an intelligent person fight against something that he don't even believe in. Why would you put up billboards, spend $1,000 going to debates, printing up literature and bumper stickers saying there is no God if you really don't believe that there is one? All this stuff evolved. Dreams evolved. They used to didn't be none. And then somehow evolution made people dream. Hunger evolved. Teeth. Used to didn't have none. Right over here. And they thought, well, I sure like how about that meat. And grow teeth. Why is the world round? If it just randomly blew up out of the sun, how come it's round? You say, because it spins. How come it spins? What holds it in that circle going around the sun? You say, gravity. What's gravity? Gravity had to evolve. It must have evolved awful quick, right after that Big Bang hit. Pride evolved. Jealousy. Jealousy. Why did we evolve that? Has that made us a better species? They say, you people ain't studied evolution, so you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. You ain't studied the Bible, so you don't know what you're talking about. You tell me what hermeneutics are. You tell me a study on church and Hebrew history. Give me a comparison. Atheists that are listening to this, I want you to tell me the difference between pre-tribulation, tribulation, or millennium, and post-tribulation. I want you to tell me what consubstantiation is, transubstantiation is, propitiation, sanctification, revelation, retribution. I want you to give me a detailed study of the identification of the two witnesses in Revelation 11. If you can't, shut up. You ain't got no business talking about people believe the Bible. Give them the same medicine they try to give us. Tell me about the Mount of Transfiguration and its spiritual significance in relation to the millennium, atheist. Well, you people don't know anything about that. That's right. I don't claim to know everything about evolution. You ain't got no right to tell me what I believe is wrong because you ain't studied this. You know where the... Let me ask all you people something. You believe, do you know where the word science is even in the Bible and the context it gives it in? If you don't, I suggest you hush for a while till you've studied about 15 years and make an intelligent comment on something you're condemning. You know what replacement theology is, or British Israelism? You know the difference between Arminianism and Calvinism? All you people that say, we're ignorant of evolution, okay, maybe we are. You sure don't know what you're talking about? Don't comment about the Bible. Do you thoroughly understand the Bible's teaching on sin and its effect on mankind and human nature? Have you thoroughly studied that for about 10 years and watched how humans in relation to Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, and Psalms? The truth is, your education's gone to your head. You think just because you don't know something, nobody else can't know it neither. That's your problem right there. They think, well, we don't know there's a God, so they can't. Just because you don't know something don't mean nobody else in the world can know it. I'm telling you, Paul knew there was a God. He knew where he was going when he died. John knew where he's going. Peter knew where he's going. And we know by faith in his word that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and that's how we know there is a God. You don't know there ain't one. You say, you don't know there is one. You just say that because you don't know. I know what he done for me when I was 18 years old. I know that what's inside me witnesses to the truth. And something's there that didn't used to be there. Glory to God, I'm glad there's a God in heaven and we can know him through his son, Jesus Christ. Well, I just scratched the surface tonight. I'm going to hush. I like the old song we used to sing, there is a God and only one who made the earth and stars. He made all things, created them according to his plan. Stick with the old book that got here before them guys were ever born. And you remember, them atheists on YouTube, they cuss, they want a party and convince themselves there is no God. Or else, they've never been around the real thing, seen old-time religion, and seen what God can do in a person's life and makes them atheist. Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, that we have a firm foundation, we saints of the Lord, is laid for our faith in your excellent What more could you say than to us you said, to we who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Have your way in our lives tonight. Bless this message wherever it goes all over the world. And God use it to bring some soul to the knowledge that Jesus loved them and died for them on the cross. Have every atheist who listens to this to realize that you love them enough to give your son to die on the cross for their sins so that they could be saved. Please, Lord, open somebody's eyes with the Holy Spirit. We know that's the only way. That's the only way. We can never convince them with an intellectual argument. But Lord, the Holy Ghost of God, bring conviction and speak to somebody's heart. Bless our church. Help us to know what we believe and why we believe it. And stand upon the truth of your word. Thank you for our church. Lord, we pray that you'd help us to see revival in these last days that may spread around this country and across the world. God, have mercy on us where we failed you. Lord, we know every one of us in here deserves to be in hell. God, we sure do thank you for your mercy and love upon us. Help us to live for you every day and serve you. We don't claim to know everything, but we do claim to know you in Jesus Christ, your Son. Thank you for being good to us. Your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.